The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. With a merry heart, I introduce you to Spoonerisms. Ta-da! Also, prayer is not supposed to be a laundry list, and connecting deeper with God. That's what it's all about.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. Oy vey, so much more. It's just so much. I need 5 hours. Okay, well, I have an hour. Anyway, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. Couple of tough trivia questions today. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for a conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's just radio, folks. It's radio. That's all it is. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Quick reminder, if you go to davidspoonmedia.com, you can click at the top of the page. There is a prayers, praise, and comments link. If you need prayer for anything, you're welcome to fill that information out. Nobody sees it. Doesn't go public. Just something my wife and I pray for people in. If you want it public, we can put it on the site. But if not, we give you an opportunity just to say private, and we will just pray about it and join you in prayer and join in the struggle to asking God to help you with it. That's all. Nothing more than that. Somebody yesterday, and yes, I did get your phone call, by the way, did ask me, can you get the address if you want to send us a note? It is now on the website. So if you go to davidspoonmedia.com under Contact Dave, it tells you how to send us any kind of letter or any kind of note. For those that don't know, we take all of our studio correspondence here at the station. You just got to do the attention David Spoon. Okay, that's not too complex. Just going to let you know that right off the bat. This segment brought to you by our original sponsor, our very first one, John.
Big John. Big John.
John is the owner of the Blessed Roofing Company. Pretty simple to understand. 4.9 stars out of 5 stars on the Google reviews. Pretty good. 4.69 blessed. 469 BLESSED. If you have a roof that might need to be repaired or replaced, you won't know just by lifting up your hand and going, that's not how you figure out how the roof is. What you do is you have somebody inspect it, and they do roof inspections for free. Maybe it needs to be repaired, maybe it needs to be replaced, maybe it needs nothing. Find out at no cost. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. There's some insurancy things going on, and the sooner you get this stuff done, the better, because there's some laws that are changing, which I'm going to have John either call in or come back to the studio just so he can really explain the depth of that. But give him a call, 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED, or go to TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. Touch base with them. No cost, no obligation, no anything. Just talk to somebody who gets it. Okay? Okay. All right? Okay. So much going on, and we're going to launch the entire segment off of the holiday. How about that? We're going to launch the whole time off of the holiday. Okay? You're thinking, What holiday? Do you know what holiday? You got to know. Do you know?
What national day it is today?
Yes.
It's National Rum Day.
That's not the one I was looking for.
I'm like, where's he going with this?
It's also National Tell a Joke Day.
Oh, how lucky are we?
You are so lucky. I cannot begin to tell you how lucky you are. So lucky, because I'm going to give you spoonerisms. I'll tell you what that is in a second. But before we do that, let's have some scriptural reference, because some people are like, well, you're not supposed to laugh, one, by a small mirror. Okay? I'm just giving you counsel. Ecclesiastes 3:2-4, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to harvest, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build up, a time to cry, and a time to laugh. For those that say there's no laughing, okay, sure. Also, it says a time to grieve and a time to dance. I'm going to stick with the laughing. I've seen myself dance. It's not pretty. Proverbs 17:22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Got it. Proverbs 15:13, a joyful heart makes a cheerful face, but a heartache comes depression. Proverbs 15:15, for the despondent, every day brings trouble, but for the happy heart, life is a continual feast. So I have connected those with jokes and spoonerism. Now, it's the joy of the Lord that's our strength. So we're not trying to get into the anti-biblical. But that doesn't mean you can't have fun. And you'll understand when I tell you this story. So there was a priest, a rabbi, and a preacher. Of course there was. And they all decided to go fishing, and they were talking to one another, and they got out of their cars, got out of their stuff. And they got in the boat, and they were out fishing. Tell me if you've heard this one, Wonder Julie. I have a feeling you have not heard this one yet. And so right about that time, as the day is getting longer, the preacher goes, you know, I think I forgot my favorite lure. I'm going to have to go get that. Stands up in the boat, gets out of the boat, walks across the water, goes into the parking lot, gets his lure, walks back across the water, gets in the boat. The priest is like going, what was that? About another 15 or 20 minutes, the rabbi goes, oi, my wife, she made me tuna fish. Tuna fish in the hot sun, you know what that's like? Good thing I stopped at Chompy's and got a corned beef sandwich. Rabbi gets up, walks out of the boat, walks across the water, goes to the car, gets his corned beef sandwich, walks back across the water, gets in the boat. Well, the priest is thinking, what is going on? How is it that the rabbi and the preacher walked across the water? And I'm going to have to come up with something. So the priest goes, I need more sunscreen. Gets up in the boat, steps out on the water, right into the water he goes. The rabbi leans over to the preacher and says, you think we should tell him where the rocks are? Come on, that's a good one, right? We think you should tell him where the rocks are? All right. If you don't think that's funny, I forgive you. That's that. All right. So a little bit of enjoyment. We're on a Friday. I want you to just kind of relax. I'm going to tell you something that is absolutely true. 100%. I encourage you to study it and to see if it's so. I'm going to talk to you about a spoonerism. These are not smart little sayings that David Spoon came up with, okay? A spoonerism is an actual word. It's a transposition of sounds of two or more words, especially a ludicrous one. So instead of saying, let me show you to your seat, somebody will say, let me sew you to your sheet. This is named after William Archibald Spooner from 1844 to 1930, a British cleric and a scholar. Have you ever done that? Have you ever put the wrong words in the wrong sounds in the beginning?
All the time.
Okay. So that's a spoonerism. A lot of people don't know that. See? Educational as well as spiritual. That's what we're on. So I've done this. Don't get offended. This is what it was. There's no point in getting mad about it. I did it. It's like how it happens. So instead of saying road noise, one time I said noseroid, which is probably not where I was trying to get to. Instead of flat cap, I said cat flap. That doesn't mean anything. So I decided to look up and see what some of the better ones were. Instead of a sad ballad, there's bad salad. That's a good one right there. Also, instead of hope in your soul, there's soap in your hole. Come on. Tell me that's not funny. Keen as mustard becomes mean as custard. That's right. Master plan becomes plaster man. I'm having fun. I don't care. Heating and plumbing are pleating and humming. How's that? Washington's birthday is Birthington's wash day. That's so great. All right. Bottle in front of me was for frontal lobotomy. Instead of dental receptionist, it's rental deceptionist. And then instead of doing the chores, it's chewing the doors. Are those good? Those are good, right? That's funny. All right. For those that are not laughing, I command you to have a sense of humor. come out, spirit of boring. Okay, that didn't work. All right, so I just thought I'd try that. Bottom line is this. It's okay to laugh. It's a part of the human creation process. I think in Scripture there are four or five extremely funny situations that we are not aware of that could be seen that way because we get so intense and you get into church and you're like, it's like, you know what? I know you understand that a big part of our existence is to enjoy God. And sometimes a good laugh is a great emotional release. And there are some funny things that have taken place in our lives. There are things that have been said, things that have been done. It's okay. Take a break. There's so much, I just want to say this, there's so much anger and stress in all of our mediums, of all of our modes of communication on the internet and in magazines and in books and especially in television, especially YouTube political things and television. There's so much anger. It's like, look, if it all ends in the next 30 seconds, we'll all be happy. We'll all be dancing on streets of gold. What a joyous thing to think about. Don't get stuck in the mud. Don't become Eeyore. And don't look at everything and go, oh my, it's my birthday. I mean, come on. Smile a little. God gave you the mouth, and it's easier to smile than to frown. He even gave you teeth to show every once in a while, too. You can enjoy it. It's okay. Are we going to come back, get into some real intense teaching? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break.
Attention, real estate people of Earth. You have an out-of-this-world opportunity to talk with a real estate professional who can give you insight and advice on real estate strategies. The real estate market is changing, and to miss this opportunity is to leave income and equity on the table. Don't do that. Don't miss out on the latest real estate run. Don't miss it again. Contact Pamela Melchiono. That's Pamela Melchiono. Go to theblessedrealtycompany.com, fill out the form, and schedule a free consultation with Pamela. Not only will you be glad you did, but you'll be sad if you don't. Real estate opportunities don't exist forever. Take advantage while you have the chance. Take advantage while you still can. Contact Pamela. Her service and spirit are excellent. Your results will be excellent. You will say, excellent. Call Pamela at 817-505-5541. That's 817-505-5541. Or go to our website and schedule a meeting, theblessedrealtycompany.com. You'll be glad you did. You'll be sad if you don't. That is all.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Dr. Robert Jeffress on Hell.
I had a lady one time, we did a Q&A session in our church we call Ask the Pastor. Usually I know what they're going to ask, but this lady raised her hand and she said, Pastor, if a woman is pregnant at the rapture, does that mean she will be pregnant throughout eternity? And I paused for a second and I said, yes. It's called hell.
That's brutal.
Mean, there are some unanswered questions about all of this, but I do think we can know we're going to know one another.
The David Spoon Experience. The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, the love of many will grow cold. And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Amazing Grace. Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you go to Living in His Grip, I did that today, under the Hymn Project. So if you go onto the website livinginhisgrip.com, under the Hymn Project, there's like 10 songs free that you can download. You can just save them to your computer or do whatever, or just listen to them. From some of the people that do our introduction and our exit music. So I just thought I'd let you know that, livinginhisgrip.com, the hymn or hymnal project. Now I got to find out. But it's him for sure, so as opposed to her. Okay, and this segment brought to you by our good friend Jamie Bloom. Retirement Strategies and Solutions, 800-287-1667. Jamie was in here the other day. He'll be in here next week. And then we've got a little bit of space in between it all. Here's what I want you to know. You want to talk to somebody who kind of can maybe just calm you down. Because it's like, I don't know what's going to happen. I know, but if you want to do your best to make noble plans for noble purposes and want somebody to help you, there you go. It doesn't cost money to talk to Jamie. I think that's the big key. Because typically when you would meet with somebody, I'm just telling you right now, of his stature and what they do, that first hour consultation is either not free or there's something attached to it. There's nothing attached to this. You don't bring any kind of info. Just bring what you know, what you understand, meet with Jamie, see if there's a connection between you and Jamie and Nancy. That's the key. And if there is, then you move forward from there. The rest of it, we have nothing to do with any of that other than we want you to have that introduction, that meeting. You'll get a free book. You'll get an hour and a half of discussion, talk about finances and how to look at them and how to view it. And it's never too late to start looking at it. Don't be afraid because you haven't done anything yet. That's not the way to approach it. Go to retiretherightway.com, retiretherightway.com, 800-287-1667, 1-800-287-1667. A reminder, if you do want to reach out to the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, the website davidspoonmedia.com. On there, like I said earlier, is the contact information if you want to send us a note. We definitely need some prayer. I'm just telling you right now, we need about 4 sponsors, okay? We need 4, like, more sponsors to go. I got an appointment this evening, believe it or not, after Friday evening. And then we're working on a few others. But we need about four sponsors to keep it going, keep it flowing. And that's what we're asking prayer for. So, and if you feel like you want to donate anything, you can do it on the website, davidsonmedia.com. I hate talking about it, but it's necessary. I shouldn't be resistant to others helping out, but I'm prideful. Is there any other way to say that? I'm just full of pride and arrogance, so I can't stand it. You know, it's that kind of thing. All right. Trivia. All right, for those of you who are trivia. Here we go. This is in the Gospel of John. Who was under the fig tree before he met Jesus Christ? Who was under the fig tree before he met Jesus Christ? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. That is the, is it a gauntlet? When you throw it on a challenge, is that a gauntlet? The gauntlet has been thrown. What is a gauntlet? What is that? Is that like a, some kind of medieval thing? It's the gauntlet's been thrown.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Anybody in the audience, you know that too, you can call and tell us. We're not the smartest people, but we love Jesus. So there, that's what counts. All right. I want to talk to you about prayer, and I want to talk to you about it from this point of view. Okay? I'm going to read this passage and go from here. Matthew 6, 31, 32. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows you need them. So here's what happens oftentimes when we pray. Now, if you don't do this, I commend you. I pat you on the back and say, good, good job. I know many people that do this, close friends, very spiritual people, and we are all trying to do better. And what is it that I'm talking about? I'm talking about coming to the Lord in a time of prayer and bringing your laundry list. So typically you'll have a, what is it? A honey-do list. Honey, can you do this? And honey, can you do this? And honey, can you do this? Now, we would never call our prayer time with God a honey-do list. We wouldn't even call it a laundry list. But if you come to the Lord and your prayer consists in bulk of you spending time telling God about all the stuff that you need, that he needs to work on to make your life better, then you're doing a laundry list. If you come before the Lord and you go, you know, if this happened, Lord, then this. Or if this happened, this. But if you did this, oh, nice little power surge. If you did this, then this would happen. So let me just explain to you something that is a human proverb, but it's not a bad one. We do a lot of ifs and buts. Well, if this happened, oh, but if that guy had done this. Ifs and buts. If ifs and buts were candies and nuts, it'd be Christmas every day. But guess what? Ifs and buts are not candies and nuts. So that's not the way to live a life. And you don't come before the Lord and you don't go, look, here's my list. Fulfill my list. God is not a genie. This isn't Aladdin. Okay? Matthew 6, 8. Do not be like the pagan, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. So when we come and give our laundry list, we're thinking, well, we're just informing God. We're not informing God. God loves us to come and commune and fellowship with him. That is what eternity is going to be. Eternity is not going to be you sitting on a cloud playing a harp that has no strings. It's not going to be you reading a magazine that you saw in your dentist's office, go fishing with Bob and Murray. It's not going to be anything like that. It's going to be you fellowshipping with God, hanging out with God, while we, with God, engage in whatever project he's going to want us to engage with. It will never seem like the sweat of our brow. There'll never be any sorrow. There'll never be any discouragement. There will be dancing on streets of gold. He will wipe away every tear. Every pain will be removed. That's what we're looking forward to. So when you come before the Lord in prayer, the reason he wants you to do that is to tune you up for what's coming. because you're going to be hanging out with God forever. And he doesn't need us to come in and go, well, I know you're almighty, you're sovereign, you're powerful, you're wise. Here's my list. Get to work. Isaiah 65:24 says, before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. And I told you this story before, and I'll tell you again, because it's what happened, and these are the kind of things I'm talking about. And I remember it so vividly. I told you about this before. And sometimes the telling gets better as you tell it more and more often. But the bottom line is, I was in Flagstaff, Arizona, and had no money for Christmas. I told you this. And so I prayed and said, Lord, Lord, I'm not trying to be bad here or anything, but I got three little kids, like, you know, three blind mice, three little kids. And I got no money for nothing, nowhere, and I just really need your help in this and pray you to help me out. I no sooner finished that prayer, walked out of that bottom study, turned left at the front door, went down the long walkway, went to my mailbox, opened it up, and there was a letter sent to me personally from England. I don't know how long it takes to get the mail from England, but I can tell you between here and Arizona, it's like 900 days. I don't know what's going on. But here in another country, it's like just put it in the millennium process. I opened it up. It's a personal letter. These were people that visited the church in Flagstaff. They had planted churches in England, and they took up a private offering for me and my family to enjoy Christmas. And they said, we understand you're going to want to try and give it away. Please use this for your personal benefit, so on and so forth. And we did. We gave some away. But before I finished my prayer, that prayer was answered. It was already in the mailbox. It was sent from England 2 weeks before I prayed the prayer. That's how much God knows. Right? So when you come and when I come, when we come before the Lord, is nothing wrong with sharing what's on your heart. There's nothing wrong with communicating that, but don't make it like a laundry list, like you're just informing him. Make it like you're sharing with him, because that's what you're doing. That's the whole concept. You know, the Lord is with us. He's a part of all that we're doing. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us. This isn't new for God. All right? When we come back, my weakest thing having to do with prayer. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Hot topics.
So listen to this. So Jesus, in one passage, says, judge not or you'll be judged. In another passage, he says, judge ye righteous judgment. That's the King James Version. I like the ye. Judge ye right. So there's two different judgments going on here. One's okay, one's not okay. Okay? How does that work? Again, One is a condemnation, the other an observation, an evaluation, and a determination.
The David Spoon Experience.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Ooh, that was a good one. DavidSpoonMedia@gmail.com. DavidSpoonMedia.com is the website. DavidSpoonMedia.com. Officially this morning we have, just so you can know, so for people that are praying, your first prayer is answered. Mystery Store has officially signed up and we are on target. And I just want to say thank you to them. We'll have music for them, either next week or the week after as we put their material together. Keep in mind their Mystery Store, what they do, fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal and other restoration services in the entire Texas area. Free evaluations. They work with all insurance companies. They are BBB A-plus rated and accredited, over 50 years of restoration experience, family-owned and operated. They always respond within 60 minutes. Two things. One, Mr. Restore. So you know how you had, like, Dr. Brandon Brown? This is Mr. So instead of Dur, it's Mer. MerRestore.com. Their number, 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. Clint, great guy. We talked on the phone today. Just the one thing I like is when we are doing stuff like this, I do have a chance to meet all these Christian business owners. It's pretty cool. I mean, that part's really cool. I enjoy that because they're like really cool people. All right, let's go back to our trivia question. Okay, come on, it's Friday. Gotta have that trivia fix. Who was under the fig tree before he met Jesus Christ? Out of John chapter 1. You can do a lot of things. I just don't want you Googling it. I don't mind you looking it up in a concordance or a Bible, whatever the case may be. Who was under the fig tree before he met Jesus Christ? That's all I can give you. I can't give you more than that because I can't give you more than that. And the main reason is I can't give you more than that. All right, let us go. Let us go to the next part. We were just talking about prayer and bringing a laundry list to God. And the reason that I want to make this point is I'm passionate about this, really passionate about this. Our engagement with God, our coming before the Lord in prayer, our coming before the Lord to talk to him, is not us informing him, it's us communing with him. That's huge. Huge, 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 huge difference, okay? All right, so we're going to take this call, and we'll come back to that in just a second, okay? This is David. Who am I talking to?
Shabbat shalom, David.
Hey.
This is Samson.
Hey, Samson. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Okay.
Well, the answer is Nicodemus.
No. My buddy. Who was under the fig tree in John chapter 1 before he met Jesus? Not a secret meeting or anything.
Oh, Philip.
Okay, so it was who was closely related to him. It starts with an N. He's also
Nathaniel.
That's
sorry.
Right. Nathaniel. That's it, brother. I'll give you a chance to pull it back up because I know you know your stuff, okay?
Okay.
This will be a challenging one. Ready? You ready?
David, I have a question.
Oh, sure.
How who was Cain's wife? Because if Adam and Eve, they just have Abel and Cain, and when he left,
That's a good question. That's a good question. So back in the day when you have Adam and Eve and then you have Cain and Abel, back then the concept of incest didn't exist because the race was first starting off. Well, Cain and Abel, by the time they got into their altercation, they were older. And so the understanding is that, and even in Jewish tradition, the understanding is that Adam and Eve had multiple children. They didn't just have three children. They had multiple children. And the multiple children, that's how they made the connection between boys and girls and boys and girls, and how they had how they produced and how they had engagement with a male like Cain would have essentially married one of his sisters. Yeah, it sounds disgusting now, but back then that's how the race started. And keep in mind that they had multiple children, and they were alive for years and years. So I think people think, well, Cain must have been 25 and Abel 25 and there are no other kids. It's like, that's not how that happened at all. How it happened is they were producing kids. Adam lived until he was in his 900s. They kept on producing kids. And so Cain obviously connected with one of the offspring from Adam and Eve. Now, if you do that, there is a real sense of problem and trouble. But when the race first started, almost every – I think it is true that every biological race starts off that way, and then as time goes on, they descend into as it expands, that there's no more ability to do that where there wouldn't be a problem in the connection. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So essentially he married his sister.
How did Cain's sister move to another place? How did she left her parents' guidance or roof?
Wait, say that again. I got to hear you. I got to hear you real clearly. I want to make sure I get it right.
Okay. Then the next question is, if she was Cain's sister, like a younger sister, but why did she left Adam and Eve and went somewhere? Because it says like then Cain find his wife somewhere.
Are you talking about his other? Are you talking about Cain as he moved beyond that, or you're talking about in his earlier years?
No. When he killed his brother,
yeah.
And he left.
Yes.
And then there was an account that he found his wife.
Right. Now, by then, there were multiple peoples in the family. So that's the whole thing is I think people think he's 30 when this happened. How about 330? How about 300?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and people were migrating all over into different areas and arenas. So I think everybody's got this mindset that they were American age. And it's like, no, they weren't. That's not how that was.
Okay.
So it's much more expansive than that.
That account is in the Talmud or
So there's rabbinical teaching talking about the genealogy push on from Adam, Eve, Cain, Abel, and Seth, that there are additional children born unto Eve and Adam. And as they produced, the race continued to produce beyond that.
Oh, very good. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, no problem.
And then I have a very desperate request. Please, please. Ask the audience to pray for our country. It's so difficult. Like people are getting cruel with each other.
Yeah.
And that just breaks my heart for this such a blessed nation that we are trying to remove God's hand from our head, you know?
Yeah, I think as the scripture says, Jesus said, as the time is coming to the end, the love of many will grow cold. And that's what's going on. That is what's happening.
Well, thank you, David, so very much.
Oh,
and
God bless you,
Shabbat.
Brother. God bless you, too. Okay.
Thank
you, brother. I think we have somebody else calling in, too. Can you grab that other call, and we'll see what – oh, I think we got it. I think I'm not going to get to my text. Let's see. I can't tell if it's blinking. Is it – do I push the button?
No, I accidentally hung up on her.
Are you in a bad mood? No, I'm trying to drop. You've got two of them. Yeah, that's what. Oh, there they go.
I'm trying to drop the first line and pick up the second line. And
not a problem.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
You didn't mean to hang up on the person, did you?
No, I did not.
They're back.
I'm sorry. Is that you?
She's so sweet. Isn't she the best? She's really, I mean, she got thrown into this whole thing with me. So for those that want a really good in-depth answer on the Adam and Eve question, I have this wonderful book that Josh McDowell did on the toughest questions in the Bible. You can pick it up online for like $10, or I'd be glad to lend it to you. It's here at the studio. Okay, let's try this. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Yes, this is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Awesome. How can I help you? Are you here to answer the question?
I wanted to answer the question.
Okay. Well, we got an answer, but I got another trivia question for you if you're feeling comfortable.
Maybe. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Do you remember the servant who had his ear cut off, that Peter cut off his ear? Do you remember by chance his name?
I don't remember his name. I know he had a higher commander.
Right. Okay. That's right. His name was Malchus. So that's okay. All right. All right. So now I got another one for you because I got like 50 trillion of them. All right. So remember when the Mount of Transfiguration took place, right? Peter woke up and he said, "We want to build how many tabernacles?" Do you remember when he said, "We want to build how many tents?" Did Peter want to build when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration for Jesus?
He wanted to do one for Moses, Elijah, and Christ Messiah himself.
That is correct. So there were three. Ding, 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 ding. Good job.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
You were ready on the spot. You were ready to go right then and there.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Excellent job.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Huh?
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, so I love stuff like this. I know. Everybody take a deep breath. All right, we got 3 minutes. I can still get it in, right? Can I get it in? All right. So I want to go back to this prayer thing, and here's the big thing about this prayer thing. When you come to pray, it's important to pray. It's important to share what's on your heart. It's just not a list. That's what I'm trying to get away from. I'm trying to get people to get out of the, did you make your Christmas list? Okay, that's not what prayer is. It's not a Christmas list. It's something that we share with the Lord, and we engage with the Lord, and that's how we have fellowship. Here's what Jesus said in Matthew 6:7. When you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. It's not our job to fill the air when we're praying. In fact, Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." So there is a knowledge and an understanding and a growing in God when you do nothing and you're just before him. Because this whole thing is not about us just getting stuff. It's not that it's wrong to pray for stuff. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm trying to say that when you engage with the Lord, the purpose of that engagement has to do with your communion with him. And that's why he wants you to pray daily. It's not just, you know, these registered prayers that have been written out. It's you, your heart, sharing with God as you go through the whole day, as you process your day. If you pray in the morning, you process from what you went through. If you pray in the evening, you process what you went through that day. But it's so that you can connect with the Lord. You want to know why you want to do that? Because that is one of the reasons you were created, to fellowship with God. That's what gives you sustainability in life, okay? Because you're touching into the purpose of your creation. Ooh, good stuff. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Wow, look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car!
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED. Because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name? off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
What is the David Spoon experience?
An important part is to understand the Philistine rulers were political leaders. They were political leaders. They got together for a political solution. That's what happened. That's what happened. The priests got together and made a decision. Instead of trying to overcome the power of God, they thought they'd make an offering to God, return the ark to Israel. That spiritual solution worked. Got that? So political rulers making political decisions, failure. Priests making an offering to God and returning things to their proper place, solution. That's the key, people. I think that's the key. That's what we need. That's why we need a strong spiritual core in the church. Not just you in your church, but the church in large. Trust me. Trust me when I say this. When they start shooting Christians because we're Christians, when it becomes more like China and they start beating us because we're Christians, the denominational issue will fade to the white.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I want to follow up from Samson's question, if that's okay. I hope you guys don't mind. I love diving into and getting real specific on things, and I was not able to give him as much of a specific answer as I was hoping, so I went during the break and got my Josh McDowell Answers to Tough Questions book. I've read this book a bazillion times. I'm just going to read what he wrote just because it's really well written, better than I can do, and so I'm trying to give him a little bit more answer to that question. Genesis 5:4 tells us that Adam had sons and daughters. At first, sons and daughters of Adam and Eve had to marry each other to populate the earth. Cain probably married a sister or a niece or a grandniece. Assuming the accuracy of Genesis' account, the considerable length of time that they lived, around 900 years, there would have been a very sizable population that could have developed rapidly. Using conservative guesses as to the size of families and average age, there easily could have been multiple thousands of people living at the time of the death of Cain. Moreover, the scripture nowhere indicates at what point in the life of Cain did he murder his brother, married a wife, or built his city. Even a few hundred years might have passed before all these events took place, allowing for a sizable population for which to build a city. Okay. I wanted to give that to Samson just so he could have that because that guy says it better than I can say it. I could say a few things really good, just not that. I'm really good at this. Would you like some fries with that? See, I'm good at that. That's good right there. All right, so, and we want to thank everybody for calling. So keep in mind, we're working on, we've got something else going on where we're trying to give away a free tune-up for a trivia question. I mean, so it's kind of a big deal because the tune-up's like $100, I found out. So it's like, okay, we're looking into this, trying to get this taken care of. All right. Now I want to finish what I was the other stuff I was talking about. Here's what I really want to get to. So when we're praying, I think one of the things that happens when we pray is we do think it's a laundry list or we think it's a duty. Keep in mind it's a blessing to pray, not this burden. Because you get to unload or share your whole heart with God, who carries more than you and can carry all of you and everything that's in you. But I want you to understand why it's so important to understand the communion connection in the prayer time with the Lord. Psalm 73, verse 25 says, "Whom have I in heaven but you? On the earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You will destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds." It's important to understand that on this side, this earth has nothing that you will ever engage with that will last more than 100 years. And everything you think is awesome now will be nothing except for your relationship with the Lord. It's amazing. One of the things that doesn't get taught a lot is, if you remember the Mount of Transfiguration that we were just talking about when we had the caller answer the trivia question, that they went up to the mountain and Jesus said to the disciples, "You're going to see the kingdom." He said that before they went on the Mount of Transfiguration. He said, "You will soon see the kingdom." Every single commentator, every single text acknowledges that the Mount of Transfiguration was a manifestation of the kingdom. But when they went to the top of that mountain, the Bible says that Jesus prayed. And through prayer, the kingdom of God was accessed. That is how we access the kingdom of God, through prayer, through communion. It was demonstrated on the Mount of Transfiguration. And that's where Jesus became so white, brighter than anything that could ever be bleached, just as powerful as me. Then Moses shows up and Elijah show up, and Peter even knows who it is, which is amazing since they had no portraits. And it's like, wow, all this great stuff is taking place because Jesus was praying. And Peter, James, and John were with him, and the access to the kingdom of God on the Mount of Transfiguration came through prayer. So when you're praying, it's not just an exercise, it's access. Access to the kingdom of God. That's why you hear me passionately talking about, hey, this is what we're going to be doing. You know, when people worship, what do you think takes place? What do you think takes place in heaven right now? They're worshiping the Lord. When you worship, all you're doing is connecting with what's going on there. So this, and by the way, prayer involves worship, communion, involves all these things. And so the understanding is for us to grasp that the whole point is to connect deeper and deeper and deeper with God. Because just like that Psalm 73 says, "I got nothing on this earth, Lord. There's nothing here for me. Everything I have, it's in you. Everything I have is because of you." Now, there's some of you out there, you need to recognize this. You're listening going, "I don't understand this love and this connection." Well, first of all, you have to recognize that we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. And the wages of that sin is death. That's what the scripture teaches. But the gift, the free gift of God, is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And if you've not done so, here's your opportunity. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. You'll have a new life. You will be born again. Romans 10:13 says, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." And John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I want to pray a prayer, and if you're a person who's never made the decision to pray it, I want you to pray it with me. If you're a person that's prayed it 100 times before, pray it 100 times more. This is the affirmation of our faith. Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit. For I believe you rose from the dead, and I confess with my mouth that you died for my sins according to the scriptures. You were buried, And 3 days later, you rose again. You ascended to the Father, and you're coming back soon. And I thank you for this new life you've given me. I praise you, and I pray this in your name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you are saved. If you believed that when you prayed it, welcome to the family. You're a part of the kingdom of God. You're a sheep, not a goat. Goats on the left, sheep on the right. Okay? You understand? This is your opportunity. And if you need to call the station, I would say to anybody anywhere in a million years, what you need to do next, you're welcome to contact me. You're welcome to reach out to me through the website. But I would encourage you more than anything else to get connected to a Bible-believing church and get that opportunity to talk to somebody at greater length. Don't hesitate. And if you're somebody who's been a Christian for multiple years, these kind of prayers and moments should just bless you. Because without these moments, you wouldn't be saved. And you want to be just a reflection of those invitations. I love Pastor Ray Bentley out of Maranatha Chapel said this the best way I think I've ever heard it in two lines. He said, "This is an invitation to connect with God. This is an invitation to change your life for all eternity." Now, how awesome is that? It's fantastic, right? Let me just pray over everybody. Only got a minute left. Father, for everybody else, so we're just praying right now that all the good things, not just from this station, but everything throughout the week that was a blessing or that was helpful or that was strengthening to your people, that these are the things that we would hold on to and embrace and love. And that, Lord, all the other stuff would just fall off our backs. While the love of many is growing cold, help our love to increase so that we can reflect the true nature that you have and the Lord Jesus Christ in all of it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Oh, man, I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. I know you will, especially if you spend more time with God and don't ignore him. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 71-hour break. Then we'll come back. More insanity with Spinanity. Talk to you then.
Sometimes gently singing.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.